Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me on Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three is thethirdingredient.com. So check that out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Chris Prefontaine is here, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called Real Estate on Your Own Terms, Create Continuous Cash Flow Without Using Your Cash or Credit. SmartRealEstateCoach.com is a website. He's, as you can tell, he's an expert in helping people put their best foot forward in the real estate market. Chris, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
When I look out across the residential market, Chris, I mean, I've been around a long time. I've been a homeowner for probably before you were born, and I've owned homes, a lot of homes over the years, and built them. Been a builder myself. And so when I look across the marketplace there, I see more, not even current as much as future disruption in the residential side of the real estate industry than ever before. What I see is either already just about to start or is becoming an unprecedented evolution. What do you think?
Well, I did a couple things. The millennial thing is, of course, true. I think the other thing going on right now, but it also involves them because a lot of the younger people are doing this, and that is the whole craze right now with overpaying, in my opinion, in a lot of markets for the Airbnb model, meaning
right.
they're overpaying on property because they think they can cash flow it, and
right.
now I'm seeing Airbnb clamp down in a lot of areas. And if they're going to mm-hmm. clamp down, people are going to walk away from properties again.
Well, now, you said millennial thing. Let's you and I know what you mean by that. Tell the audience what you mean when you say the millennial thing. That's a pretty multifaceted dynamic. Go ahead.
I was going to say that as many things, but one of them is that just that they're waiting longer, they're renting, they're more transient, they're traveling around, so it's not the same, you know, 20 years old, you get married, buy a house. It's just not happening as early
so
anymore.
They're starting their life as the owner of things later. When I was in my early 20s, I already owned a house. You know, I had a car payment. I was a baby boomer. You know, we acquired things, and we liked it.
Right.
We worked hard to do that. Right? Millennials don't want to acquire things like that anymore, do they?
No, it doesn't seem the trends are not saying they do, and that's why they're jumping on things that are I'll say kind of easy to run online, like the Airbnb
right.
and some of these other things that are popping up.
Right. So, but the other thing, what I'm concerned about myself is that we've 100 years of developing residential real estate development for a buyer that may not be coming along, and so you've got, let's say you've got a subdivision, a McMansion subdivision. I mean, I said McMansion. I don't even mean $1 million. I'm talking about maybe $300,000 or $400,000, $200,000 or $300,000 McMansions, so to speak, that are out there in these subdivisions that were built, say, 20 years ago. Now the sellers are wanting to go do something else, and I'm wondering if we're not about to start seeing what I'm calling subdivision ghost towns across America because millennials are not wanting to take their place as the buyers of those properties. What do you think about that?
I think it's true. If they're looking to sell, this is interesting. If they're looking to sell conventionally, meaning the way most people think of selling a home, I'm going to put it on the market, I'm going to see who comes
right.
through and gets a loan and buys my house. That's fine. But that's about 20% of the market that can go get a loan right now. There's about 80% of the market that can't.
So you're saying because
the
millennials also have problems with student loan debt and their jobs or whatever, they're not creditworthy enough to buy a $400,000 house.
Right, so that's where the terms comes in. So you sell those on rent-to-own and other creative selling strategies
right.
so that you don't get caught in that.
What's the contract for that? So what he's talking about, folks, is he's saying, okay, so Bob and Susie are millennials, and they don't have the credit, they don't have the capacity to buy your home, but they want it. You actually find somebody who wants it. You want to sell it for $300,000, and you're saying, okay, make payments on this to me, amortization only, no interest. Is that what you're saying?
You can do it that way, or if there's an underlying mortgage on it, because you still have that on your house, you can do a rent-to-own program with them where you vet them, see if they'll be mortgage ready.
You have to make sure that the mortgage that you have will allow that. There are legal issues. But let's say the house is paid for, and you can do whatever you want to with it. What kind of a contract do you have? Is it a
contract for deed? Yeah, you could do that. Different states, yep, different states. So you do contract for deed or just a standard, first position mortgage, and they're paying you instead of the bank. Either one of those are fine. Just depends on what state you're operating in.
But you mortgage and the terms of the note that goes with the mortgage is whatever the terms the people can afford.
Correct. Yeah, negotiate each deal separately.
So
if I'm buying, I want to pay no interest.
So you're saying the way you think people are going to solve this metamorphosis, this evolution, this change, this disruption, really, in the residential market is going to be more creative selling.
Absolutely. And buying.
Your books are about, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. How to buy in without using banks or your own cash.
Right. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to have Chris give us a little more details about this, folks. This is very interesting. I think he's onto something. Chris, I just think we can't underestimate the disruption of this current generation delaying their place in society, so to speak, as family units. The delay of that, we can't minimize the disruption that's doing to a lot of different industries, including the automobile industry, by the way, folks. Quick break, right back with Chris P. Fontaine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.